Today's daf is Mem Vav, but we got to the bottom of Mem Hem Rebbe's three lines up. I'm a Rav Chama Bar Gruya, I'm a Rav. Gemara says, I'm a Rav Chama Bar Gruya, I'm a Rav Halokech Eved Min HaOvid Kochavim. So if a Jew purchases a Eved who was previously owned by a Goy, V'kidem V'taval. Now this Eved, before he goes into the full possession of the Jew, he jumps into the mikvah. The Tovel L'Shem Ben Chorin, he's Tovel Kavanas to be a free person. Kana Asma Ben Chorin. He has acquired himself, he has become a free person, and therefore is a Yisrael Gamor. Okay, interesting. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. My timer.
So any Eved that wants to go free, do that. Shalom Alisai.
Right, so
he's not an Eved anymore.
During the purchase, during the acquisition, as going from Goy to Yisrael, Gemara is going to explain, he has that opportunity, a small window of opportunity to jump in the mikvah and become Jewish. So let's see how that works. So Gemara explains that an Oved Kochavim Gufa Lo Kanile, a guy does not own the guf of an Eved Kanani. He only owns the din of mamonis of him, but not the actual body, only the financial, the services of him. Maide Kanile, Hu De Maknile Yisrael, that which the guy owns currently, which is just dini mamonis of the Eved, he passes on to the Yisrael. Now, so before the Eved is being owned by the Yisrael, he's in the middle. Came into Kadam V'Tavel Shem Ben Chorin, since he jumps in to the mikvah, the Shem Tevila, before the Jew owned the Kinyan Guf of the Eved.
We said that the Eved Kochavim didn't have any ownership on the Guf, only on the Maisim.
Right, so who owns the Guf? He himself does,
yeah.
The Eved. So the Eved now, as he's being transferred over to the Jew, the Dini Mamonos, the Kinyan Guf is separate from that. And before the Yisrael is completely koneh the Kinyan Guf, so then he jumps into the mikvah. Again, this requires a lot more explanation how this works. And
even with the Tevila, it's the Guf and the Kinyan. It's two separate things. Even after the Tevila, we said that the Guf belongs to the Eved. And then the Kinyan itself belonged to the...
No, but once he becomes the Guf, he becomes a Ben Chorin, you can't be owned by anybody anymore.
So how can he be owned before that?
Because he was owned by a guy. A guy only owned the Dini Mamonis. He was initially when he was an Eved, he was non-Jewish. The guy owned the non-Jewish Eved.
Okay.
He passes him on to a Jew now. So when you're owned by a Jew, so an Eved owned by a Jew is now partially Jewish.
Yeah.
So if he goes into the mikvah, the Shem Geras, he becomes fully free. So during that transfer, again, this requires a lot more of how the mechanism works, but somehow through that transfer, he has a small window of opportunity to jump into the mikvah and become a full-fledged Jew. And the Gemara explains...
And free.
And free, right. Since he went ahead and went to the mikvah, l'shem ben chorin, afkai l'shibuda. So maybe he should, at least as you asked, maybe still be owned by the Jew and have to do services for him. Well, a person who goes into the mikvah is mafkia, removes the shibud, the dini mamonis that's on him. Kidirava, Damarava, Rava tells us, teaches us that hektish, someone's maktish something, or chamet, something becomes chamet, or shichur, or he goes free, mafkin mide shibud, it gets rid of any shibud. So let's say, Rashi explains, let's say there's a shore, that I set aside a shore for you to collect. If I don't pay you the money, you could collect from my shore. And I go ahead, I maktish that shore to the mizbeach, the shibud that you had, the lien that you had in the shore, no longer exists. That's what hektish does. That's what, if I don't pay money, all the challah in the bakery is yours, and it becomes chametz on Pesach, that removes the lien, no longer is there a lien. So too, if you're free in Eved, that removes the lien.
Good system not to pay.
Right. And if you're not gaining anything by that, though. You're just losing, the other guy's losing.
No, you're getting a mitzvah. You did a hektish now.
Okay.
You're gaining.
I guess,
you're
right?
You're getting the money. That you need to pay him back, eh?
Right.
Now you're getting a mitzvah too.
You still have to pay the money back. Just the lien's not on that animal anymore. You still have the money.
So you still owe, but
right.
Not in regards to whatever you specified that
exactly.
You exchange the money with.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So the Gemara asks now the following question. Meisiv Rav Chista asks, Meisiv Beblurya HaGiyoris. There's a woman whose Giyoris, her name is Beblurya. Shekidma Avadeha V'Tavlu L'Fanea. That her Avadim had went to the mikveh in front of her and became, what was the status? Did they become Ben Chorin or not? Uba Maisel lefnei Chachamim, and the Shala came forward to the Chachamim, v'amru kanu atman b'nei Chorin. They were koneh themselves as a b'nei Chorin. So the Gemara says, it only works because it was done lefaneh, it was done in front of her, and she did not protest. She, by her standing there, that was in essence her saying, I'm okay with you guys going to the mikveh l'shem geirus. But l'acharei, behind her, meaning if she was not present, lo, it wouldn't work. But here in the above case, when the avadim were being transferred from the goy to the Yisrael, if we were seemingly talking about a case where the Yisrael was not present, and they jumped to the mikveh, and it worked, even though it was l'acharei, even though they were not present. So answers Rav, Amar Rav, l'faneh, if it's in front of the owner, the master.
How come? She's not a Jew yet.
No, she was. She was a Gioris.
No. It says she came to Shebaa l'itgayer im avadeha, shekadmu avadeha v'tavlu l'faneha. Meaning she didn't tovel yet.
Yeah, I assumed it was. She was already a Gioris.
No, shekadmu avadeha, says in the Gemara, shekadmu avadeha v'tavlu l'faneha.
No, that's fine. But it doesn't say that she wasn't a Gioris yet. It calls her Bluria HaGioris. She was.
Because that's, you know, that's how you refer to that lady. But the Maaseh is before she became Gioret, before she was Tovel. So if she was Tovel, so there's no connection to them jumping into the mikveh because she's still over the Kohavim. So it doesn't take an effect on her.
Lefanea means, I see, Lefanea before she became a guest. Yeah. Acham means after.
She came to be Tovel, all of them.
I see.
They jumped before him.
So before she became a gear, that's the point. Lefanah means before her.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go together. They went before her. So she's still an Akum.
Yes.
Does that work? But it was Lachar. If afterwards, it sounds like it wouldn't work. You can't, once you're owned by the Jew, you can't go to Tfilas Ger. It wouldn't work anymore. Okay, so that's the child. Okay, Shkoyach. So Gemara says now, Amar Rava, Rava explains, Lefanea, if they do it before, they do it before she does, and she's still a guy. Bein b'stam, bein b'meforish, then it works, whether or not Rashi says, bein b'stam, shlo pirshu, harei ilu tovlin l'shem b'nei chorin. They didn't explain while they were going, and then it's a good tefillah, and they become free. And if they do say why they're doing this, l'shem chulin, l'shem b'nei chorin, it works. But if it's l'acharei, if they go after, she already became a Jew, then it only works, b'meforish, if they say why. But b'stam lo, if they just stam go in, it doesn't work. Only if they mefarish why they're going. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If they specify.
Right. So the Gemara says now. So that's the case above. So where I guess the avodim in the state case above explain why they're going to the mikvah, and that's why it worked. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avia lo shanu ela blokeach min ahove kochavim. This whole thing only works when you're purchasing the eved from a goy. About ovi kochavim gufe. Kane, dechsiv gam mibnei toshavim hagarim imchem, meem tiknu. But the goy themselves is owned by the Jew. Let's see. Rashi says, "Val ovei kochavim gufei ovei kochavim shemachar atvul Yisrael." He sells himself as a Jew, as a eved. Kane Yisrael gufei, Yisrael owns his body. Him kadam v'tavol l'shem ben charon lo kana asma ben charon. I mean, it only works during the transfer from a guy to Yisrael, but when he sells himself to as a eved, then there's no opportunity, there's no window of opportunity to go into the mikvah. How do we know this again? Dechsiv v'gam mibnei toshavim hagarmimchem, among those who dwell within you, among you the goyim, mehem tiknu, you could buy them. Atem konim mehem, you could buy them. V'lohem konim michem, but they cannot buy the Jews. Lohem konim zem uzen, they also can't buy each other. So what does it mean? They can't buy you. They can't buy the Yidden. Lemai, what does that mean? Lemai siyadav. If it means that a goy cannot own the mai siyadav of a Jew, I can't sell my services to a Jew. Is that really true? Lemai siyadav. Atul avi kacham lo kani like Israel. Mai siyadav. A non-Jew cannot own the mai siyadav of a Jew. Of course he can. The pasuk says, "Ol akar mishpachas ger." And a person who is so poor, he needs to sell services to make some money to a goy. You could tell yourself to a goy, meaning the Maisi Yadav. So it can't be referring to you can't tell Maisi Yadav to a goy because you can. So it's telling us that a Jew cannot sell himself, not his services, himself he cannot sell to a Jew, to a goy rather. And in that context of selling an entire goof, the Kamar Rachman, the Torah says, Atem konim mehem, you, the Jews, can buy the goof of the goy, afilu gufe, even the goof of the goy. That's how we learn this. So when a guy sells himself to Jew, so then there's no opportunity for that guy as who's coming in Eved to jump into the mikvah. It's only when you're buying from a guy.
Why should he? Because he sold himself. So
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure why that would happen, but the Gemara says, Parach Ravacha, Ravacha asks, Ema b'kasva over tefillah, kasha. So he says, maybe the only time that that you could be kone in Eved is with kesef and tefillah. How are we explaining this kasha here? But only if the yid bind the goy with kesef does it work. But if he's kone the goy with kesef without tefillah, maybe he's only kone the ma'isyad of it, not kone the guf. I mean, the only time the pasuk said above that a Jew is kone the guf of Eved, so Gemara said, Rav Ach is asking, maybe that's true only if he's kone with the kesef and then he puts him to the mikvah, then he's kone the entire body. But if he simply buys with kesef and no tefillah, maybe he's only kone ma'isyad of it, not kone the guf of, yeah. The Gemara leaves in the kasha. Okay. We are... What?
Seems like it.
That would be
that would be the case, that without the tefillah is not going to go only Maseda, only the Kenyan.
Right. Okay, we have four Y lines down, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, the tzarech letakfo b'mayim. You have to force him in the water. When you put him to the mikvah, you have to shove him in. Because the way it works is that when a person buys a eved, so he has to do a tefillah at the beginning, before starting the avdus. Now there's a concern when he's buying the Eved from the Goy, when he does the Tevila, the Eved might say, I want to do Tevila L'shem Chulin, Ben Chorin, and he's going to become free. I need the Eved to become my Eved, so I need the Tevila L'shem Avdus. He might quickly say Tevila L'shem Chulin, Ben Chorin rather. So you have to force him underneath, says Rashi, Tzarech L'tokfo B'mayim. Rashi explained, to see L'tokfo B'mayim, it's around halfway down Rashi, Kishmat Bilu L'shem Yadus L'Avdus, you're b'matlam l'shem yadus v'avdus, as we said many times, an Eved is a partial Jew. So he's going to be a Jewish Eved, but an Eved Kanani, not an Eved Ivri, though. Tzarech l'shiyat kvenu l'aseis aleinu ol m'locha b'mayim. You have to place the burden, the ol of the m'locha in the water. K'dei sh'tein nires k'tivis avdus. So the fact that you shove him down, you're showing, you're my Eved, you have no choice here. Shafil yomar hu l'shem ben choron. If he wants to entertain and he wants to say that I'm ben choron, this is ben choron, lo kana asma, doesn't work ben choron, lo yeh memashet bedvarav. You can't say I'm a ben choron when you're being shoved down under the water. So that's why you have to do that l'takfo b'mayim, says Shmuel.
Sounds brutal.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's probably just a couple seconds, but, okay.
People will mean
at
that time.
So the Gemara says, ki hai, it's similar to the case of the minyaman avde de Rav Ashi, the avadma of Rav Ashi, they wanted to go to the mikvah. Or I guess maybe Rav Ashi wanted to put them in the mikvah. So, Masu Nehalayu L'Ravina L'Ravacha B'Redi Rava. So Rav Ashi gave them to, I guess, his Talmidim to take care of the Tevila. So Amalhu, he says to his Talmidim, Chazu, you should see, Diminayichu K'Baislei, that Rashi says that if they go ahead, if they want to say that im yaktim v'yomer l'shem ben choron, they want to say, I want to do this for the ben choron, ramulei arvisa b'tzavare, to make sure they don't say l'shem ben choron. So what do? Ramulei arvisa b'tzavare, they put some type of rope around his neck, and arfulei v'tzamtzulei, they loosened it and they tightened it. So, right, arfulei, right, they loosened it, k'yecha de lo levli chatita, so there's no chatita, so it could get to the neck. Tamtulei, they squeezed it. In order they shouldn't say. So the second they start to say menachorin, he starts choking him. He can't speak. So you're enjoying it. You see, you like the very violent gemaras, I've noticed. So that's what they did. They loosened it. They tightened it. L'shem menachorin. So then the gemara says, "Ani tovel b'hadei d'dali reishe." So I'm being tovel b'hadei d'dali reishe mimaya anachalei zulta d'tina reisha. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, you see Rashi, Zulta the Tina, Kli Mali Tit.
The second he came up from the water, they put in his hood that Kli bucket full of concrete.
Right. And to continue to show that, you know, he's an Eved and not L'Shem Ben Chorin. So Amrile, they said to him, Zil Amti Lebei Maracha, go bring this to the master's house, go bring this to Rashi to just show that you're an Eved. No one's going to contest the fact that you're an Eved.
I think Ani Tova was part of the prior line, and that was Bahati Dali Reishim.
Okay, I see. Dilo Likdin, Kech Dilo Likdin, Lame Lay, L'Shem Ben Chorin Ani Tova. In order to preempt him from saying that, they would squeeze his neck. And then after taking him up out of the mikvah, they had covered his head, placed a bucket of water or cement on his head, and he carried it to Rav Ashi. So Amar Rav Papa l'Rava, Chazi Mar, Hani Debei, Papa Bar Abba, Diav Zuzei Linche, L'Chagayu, Mishab Debei. So Papa says to Rava, see, Mar, that honey, these people of the house of Papa Bar Abba, they would give money, they'd pay on behalf of certain individuals who couldn't afford the taxes. So they'd pay the taxes to the king, to the government, on their behalf, and then would collect the people as avadim. They pay the services. So let's see how Rashi explains this. See, Rashi, lower down now, Rashi, do you have Zuzei Linche L'Chagayu? Kishen Nosen Kesev Gugolos L'Melech, when they don't pay the taxes to the king, Tofsin Osam Gabi HaMelech. Gabi HaMelech take hold of the people themselves. V'hani Debei Papa, the house of Papa, Ashim Hayu, very wealthy, Uporim Hamas L'Gabi HaMelech, would pay the taxes to the Gabi HaMelech. V'konim Osam L'Avadim Mehem, and instead of the government holding these people as Avadim, Debei Papa held them as Avadim. The Ovdei Kocham Hayu Osam Haniknin, and these were goyim that they were acquiring. V'kami Bai Lei, you have a kinin, the question now is, were these real avadim? The fact that they paid taxes on these on the behalf of these anashim, were they really acquired as avadim? And if they were to go free, would they require a get shichur in general? When an evik kanani goes free, there's a need for a get shichur. So ask the Gemara now, ki nafki, when they go out to be free, tzricha gita decherusa olam, do they require a get shichur to go free? Samurai, he says, ika shchifa lo amiluchu hamilsa. So Ika Shchifa, what does Rashi say here? Rashi doesn't say anything here. So, I think it's saying that because someone died, they don't know the answer here. Right? Ika Shchifa, someone died. L'amiluchu hamilsa, they didn't say the answer, and Gemara continues, Hachi amar v'sheshes, muhurkayu, dehani b'tafsa d'malka manach.
Answer that question probably before I die. So good that you asked before.
Before I died. Before yes. I died. Good thing you asked before I died, because yeah. Then you would have it, no one would be able to answer the question for you. So Rav Sheshia says as follows: Mehorkayu dehani b'tafse. Rashi says Chosman shel elu, the signatures of these people. Demalka manuch, it's placed. Umalka amar. And the king says, "Man delo yav karga mishabri leman de yav karga." So apparently, Rashi says, "Taf says argas and Malka Amar is hilchah machar mechru ubar gita tachrusa ibar laaguri lashuyer bevas Yisrael." So what happens is that apparently it had been the rule that the king signed off on that anybody who does not pay, that he's mishtabe to those who pay on his behalf. So we see that since that's I guess din of the machus adina, it will be a good acquisition of these avadim. And if they, as Rashi explains, if they want to get free and marry a Bas Yisrael, they need to get Shechra to end that Avdus. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Ikle LeGavla. He once visited a place called Gavla. And Chaz Benos Yisrael Demabrin Megerim Shemalov Lo Tavlu. He saw that women, Bas Yisrael, Benos Yisrael, were becoming pregnant from men, Gerim, who only had a Bris Mila, but did not go through Tevila. And furthermore, he saw Chazu Dechamer Yisrael. He saw that there's wine of Yisrael. The Mazgu of the Chachabim, the Shasu Yisrael, that the Ovdi Chacham were the ones diluting it, pouring and preparing the wine, and the members of Klal Yisrael were drinking it. And the third thing he saw is Vechazu Trumusan, the Shalku of the Chachabim. He saw Trumusan, which was being cooked by a goy, an issue of Bishul Akum. Vachol Yisrael Vlo Amar Levlamidi, and the Yisrael were eating the Bishul Akum, and no one said anything. So these three things happen in this place called Gavla. Again, one thing is the Benos Yisrael. Number two is the Yai Nesach. Number three is Bishul Akum. So as the Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, they went forward in front of Rabbi Yochanan.
How did he see that?
I guess he knew. It was Yadua.
Shemalu v'lo tavlo.
They knew.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, so Amos, so he went.
Why did not tavlo? The Mila is like a much bigger deal.
No, we saw there was an opinion before that all you need is Bris Mila, you don't need necessarily a Tevila. Did we see that before, or maybe it's later? You can see it, maybe it's later then. So so there's such an opinion out there that all you need is a Bris Mila, you don't need Tevila. So they didn't go to the mikveh, I guess. So this was the case. So they told Rabbi Yochanan what was going on here. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Tsei v'hechreiz al b'nam, go out and announce that the children of these, Shehem Mamzerim, Your mom's Aaron because the father is, first of all, it's interesting because we said before, machlokas, if the Jew, the mother's Jewish and the father's not Jewish, many said that the Vlad is not mom's Aaron. And here it's at least better because at least the father had a bris mila. But here he says, go tell, go announce the fact that the children are mom's Aaron.
But if he did mila l'shem gerut, that means that at least in one opportunity we go to the mikveh because they need to be tovel from.
No, they didn't go, but that's...
And
no, but about Kerry, that's only... people don't do that. That's the kind of Ezra, people are not Nohegi. It wasn't...
The time didn't go to the mikveh? Just time, they didn't go to the mikveh.
Again, unless there's Taros, unless there's eating Chuma, Kachim. But this wasn't talking about those times. This was Rabbi Yochanan's time, it wasn't... So, the children are Mamzerim, Zerim, he says. And also announced Val Yenam Mishum Yai Nesach, that the wine that they're touching is Yai Nesach, because if a guy touches wine, it's called Yai Nesach, and you can't drink it. Val Tarmusin Mishum Bishul Avdi Chachavim, and Tarmusin is Asati because Bishul Akum, Lefi Sheinam B'nei Torah, and because they're not B'nei Torah. So Rashi explains the last few narrow lines, Lefi Sheinam B'nei Torah, Tarmusim Kari, this last line is only going out Tarmusim, that's a machmir. Regarding the first two halachas, that wasn't a chumr, that's mikra din. Regarding the mamzerim, regarding the yai nesach, that was mikra din. When it came to the tarmusin, this was a chumra, he wanted to add a chumra on because they were not b'nei Torah. Rashi says, the ain bo mishum bishul avdi chachamim can be farsh l'kamon. The Gemara is going to explain later why there's no real bishul akum problem here. El lefish ain't b'nei Torah, since they didn't know anything, tseva aser alam shalol yizalz will be bishul avdi chachamim. If you permit this case, they're not going to know how to distinguish why termusin was mutter, but let's say cooking eggs is usr. They wouldn't know. They'd think, oh, just like termusin is mutter, maybe cooking eggs are also mutter. So they're very machmir with respect to bishlak. So now the Gemara explains one by one this basis of Rabbi Yochanan's psak.
What is termusin?
I'm not sure exactly which item it is. It's a food, type of food. I don't know what type of food it is, though.
It's like a type of bean or lentil or something.
Yeah? Is there okay. So then the Gemara says, so when it's down here, it says it's a type of kidneyos. Yeah, like a, it's like a lentil, like you said. Okay, so then the Gemara wants to explain the basis of the psak of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Al b'nei an shem mamzerim. Why were the children mamzerim? So Rabbi Yochanan explains that Tame the Amar Rabbi Chiya Baba Amar Rabbi Yochanan liolam ein ger ad shimol vitpol. He requires that it's not a full geris until it's required mila and tevila. And since they didn't have tevila, they are still considered a guy. V'chemin de lo tavel ovi kachavim hu. The Amar Rabba by Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yochanan. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. He was of the opinion that ovi kachavim the evad abav as Yisrael have lad mamzer. So that's all Rabbi Yochanan consistent how he paskin that way. Then the Gemara says, "Val yenam mishum yai nesach, mishum lecha lecha amrinan nizira schor schor legamra lo sikra." This is a Gemara uses this phrase a number of times. We tell a nazir he wants to go somewhere and there's a vineyard. He should walk schor schor, go sub, go around it. Don't go through it. Why would you put yourself in the situation of being tempted by the grapes and the grape juice and the wine there? Go around and stay far away. Because the yai nesach, he explains. Rashi says, "Al yenam mishum yai nesach." First wide line in Rashi. Even though they never touched it, even though they didn't necessarily touch the wine, but simply moving it, koach, shaking it, that is enough because we're trying to distance ourselves from any, affiliation and connections with the goyim. So that's why he asked the ayin nesach. And number three is val turmusin mishum bishule avdi chachavim. The fish ain't b'nei Torah because they didn't know it. They were not learned. The Gemara is medayik. Hab b'nei Torah shari. But if they were b'nei Torah, you would permit bishulakum. How could you permit bishulakum? V'ha'ma Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak mishmei derav kol anechal k'mos shuchai ain bo mishul bishulakum over yichachavim. Anything that's eaten raw, if cooked, is mutter. So let's say a baked apple if it was baked by a goy would be allowed because you could eat the apple raw. The fact that it cooked it didn't change the status. What? No, yeah, we learned it there?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I trust you. Actually, interesting halacha nowadays is cooked fish a problem of bishul akum?
Even if it's cooked.
If it's cooked, because nowadays it used to be that Gemara's time that raw fish was considered inedible and it's muksa. Nowadays with sushi, it's a lot more prevalent all over the place. So maybe it would be considered edible raw, and if they were to cook a fish, it wouldn't be a problem anymore. I wanted to ask someone. He didn't think that raw fish sushi is widespread enough. I would think to differ, and every supermarket, every restaurant has sushi now. Every wedding has sushi. I would think it's pretty widespread accepted to have raw fish, but I haven't heard anyone say it's no longer a problem with bishlakim. Anyway, so what comes out is, so how could you say that Turmasun is not bishlakim only because they were not B'nai Torah was it usher? But for a B'nai Torah, it would be mutter. But v'ha turmas eino nechal k'mo shuchai. These lentils, these beans, are not edible when they're raw. You have to cook them to make them edible. So if you need to be cooked to make it edible, it should be subject to bishalakum, even for B'nai Torah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, kidach lishna svirla. He holds like the other pin in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where most of the sugyas of bishalakum are found. There's another definition of what's considered bishalakum. He holds, Damarav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak Mishmei Derav, Kol Shein Ola Al Shulchan Malachim, Lechel Bo Asapas, Ein Bo Mishum Bishalu of the Chacham. If it's something that does not go on the table of a king in the present, if he doesn't eat it, it's something that's not so, it doesn't have to mean, you know, the finest steak. But even Cheerios, that they say, Cheerios is a whole big discussion, because even fine that the president and the queen of England, she has Cheerios for breakfast. So if it's something that she would eat, that would be considered Ola Shulchan Malachim.
That's Halacham, basically, no? Kol Shulchan Malachim.
Both them. Both these are brought down in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. So, if you have one without the other, it's okay. You need both of them to be present for it to be usher. Either one serves as a heter. So if something like, I don't know, something they wouldn't put, sardines might be a discussion. Cook sardines. Would you have sardines? Tuna fish, maybe. So they would have tuna fish on the Shulchan Malachim. We have to know what's considered Shulchan Malachim. So I don't know, candy. Is candy considered? Would President Obama serve candy at a meal? I don't know.
Oh, he's considered a king.
He's considered a president, yeah, he's in essence. So, anyway, so according to this definition, that anything that does not go on the Shulchan Malachim is not considered bishlakum. So apparently, turmas and these lentils were not something served on the king's table, so it would not be subject to bishlakum. The time of the Einam B'nai Torah, B'nai Torah Shari. Only because, he only asked it because of bishlakum, since they were not B'nai Torah. But had they been B'nai Torah, he would have permitted it to be eaten. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon, Ger Shemal Vilotaval, a Ger who had Mila and did not have a mikvah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hareza Ger, Shekein Matzino Bavosenu Shemal Vilotavlu, because he found by the Avosenu, by Avos, I don't think it necessarily means the Avos, Rashi says, that refers to Bavosenu Shemalu, two wide lines down, Bime Moshe, Kishiyotzum Mitzrayim, Vyotzum Mechlal Bnei Noach. When they left Mitzrayim and they left the status of being Bnei Noach, L'kabel Torah u'l'kabel p'nei Shechina, they only had Mila, but we find nowhere that they had Tevila. The Gemara is going to explain, maybe we do. But because of that, the Rabbi Elazar thinks that Ger Shemalu v'lo Tavlu is considered a full-fledged... Sorry?
But they came from the Mesorah that they are Jewish.
No, but they're considered, according... It's a big discussion.
When a baby is born, you do not need to send it to Mikveh, right?
No, but they weren't Jewish yet. Until they received the Torah, until this point, they weren't Jewish yet.
Rav Avinu was the first Jew.
He wasn't Jewish, he was a B'nai Noach.
Don't you?
It's a big, it's a discussion. The Gemara is assuming here it's a Ben Noach. It's a big discussion.
Breaking
all
my bases.
Now, there is a discussion. The Mishnah in Nedarim says, a person says that I'm making a nether for anyone who's a Bnei Noach, so are you usher to also Bnei Avram? They're also Bnei Noach. The Gemara discusses
that. Everybody's Bnei Noach, if you think about it.
Right, so in essence, so the Gemara is assuming here that even Avram and everyone up until Bimei Moshe were considered Bnei Noach. And that's some of the explanations why...
Until after Matan Torah.
Right. So at the time of Matan Torah, they only received a Mila, and they did not receive Tevila. There's no mikveh there. So it was permitted, and they were still considered Jewish. But then comes along, say, Tavav Lomal. What happens if there's Tevila, but no Mila? Rabbi Yeshua Omer...
Harizah
Ger, fine. Why? Shekein, it's a good ger. Shekein matzinu b'imahos shetavlu v'lamalu. The imahos, obviously, the woman at those time, obviously did not have mila, but they apparently did have tevila. And the Gemara is going to explain that as well. Chacham omrim tavav lamal mav lo tavel, one without the other, either way, ein ger ad sheyin mal v'itvol, until you have done both mila and tevila. Okay, so those are the three opinions.
What that mean with the mothers? Tavlu velo malu. Is this a milah to?
No, that's fine. There was obviously no milah. So Gemara is going to explain what's pshat in that. So these are three opinions, though. One opinion thinks tavel velo mal velo tavel is good. One thinks tavel velo mal is good, and one thinks you need both. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua nami nelef mavos. Rabbi Yeshua, who thought tevila without milah works. Why not also learn from the Avos that there was Mila without Tevila, that works as well, like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Nalef Mi Amalos. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer learn like the Amalos that Tevila without Mila also works? Why doesn't Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer agree to each other in essence? So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, if you're going to say, Ain Dun in Efshar Mishi Efshar, how can you learn from the Imalos? As you said, Bris Mila is impossible by Imalos. So that's why there's no Mila. So you can't learn Efshir by a man who's Efshir the Mila from Efshir by a woman. You don't do that. That's a klala we have. Ain't done an Efshir Mishi Efshir. But is that really true? Such a klala exists? V'hat Tanya, doesn't Rabbi Eliezer himself hold, Omer, Minayin lepesach dorosh ain ba'ela minachun? How do you know in general, when it comes to the future, in the Ladoros, that when it comes to bringing the carbon Pesach, you have to bring from your chulin animals, you can't bring from your meiser on animals. How do you know it could come from chulin? So Gemara says, Nemar Pesach b'mitzrayim, Nemar Pesach b'doros. Just like in Mitzrayim, the Pesach that they brought was only from chulin animals. So to Ladoros, the Pesach has to come from chulin. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. So Rabbi Kiva attacks him and says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, how could you learn Doros from Mitzrayim? In Mitzrayim, all they had was chulin. They didn't have any Meister Sheni there. And Meister Sheni wasn't an option there. You can't learn Doros from Mitzrayim. So then the Gemara says, so we see from here clearly, though, that Rabbi Elazar does hold of Efshar Mishi Efshar. So Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi Elazar responds now, Afalpi, Efshar, even though you're right, it was impossible from the times of Mitzrayim to have anything but Chulin, still, Raya Gedolahi, it's still a very good proof. V'numan Heimani, we can learn from it. So here too also, why not Rabbi Elazar say, you learn from the Imalos, just like the Imalos had Tevila, V'lomila, even though it's Efshar, so too we should allow the men to have Tevila, without Mila, and should be an effective Geiris.
Like he's trying to force an opinion, even though it doesn't make sense.
Even though it doesn't make sense.
Because it takes the Chulin example from Mitzrayim. Even though there was no Chulin, but it's a good example to take from. Same thing with the Imaot. Even though you can't, it's a good... But it doesn't make sense. It cannot be possible because the Imaot, because of the Chulin in Mitzrayim. So how can you learn from it? That's what I'm saying.
Right, so, yeah.
Forcing an opinion.
No, so I guess he allows one to learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. Even though it was impossible then, in the end, it happened that way. And once it happened that way, it could serve as a raya and as a source for Efshar. Okay. So Gemara says, okay. Ella really betavav lo mal chuliyam lo pligi demahani. Tvila without Mila works. Everybody agrees, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the reason being is because, like the Imahos, did not have a Mila, they were it was a good Geirah, so too, if men were to have just Mila alone, sorry, just Tevila alone would work. Kipligi went, that's again, only Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Chacham don't agree to that. Chacham require both. When we say everyone agrees, that refers to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Kipligi, when does Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue? Mal velotava, when there's a Mila without Tevila. Rabbi Eliezer, Yalef mi Avos, just like the Avos had Mila but no Tevila. Rabbi Yeshua thought otherwise. Bavos nami tefila hava. There was tefila even by the Avos. There was both Mila and tefila. Menale, how does he know that there was tefila? There's no mention of tefila in the pesukim there. Ilema, if you're going to say midichsev, the pasuk says leich el ha'am v'kidashem ayom. Then Hashem says, well, this is preparing for Kabbalah Sador. Hashem says to Moshe, go to the nation, v'kidashem ayom, and sanctify them today, u'machar and tomorrow, v'chipsu simosam, and go wash their clothing. Ma b'makom shein ton kibus ton tevila. So in a place where you do not require kibus, but you do require tevila, where's that? Rashi top line says b'makom shein ton kibus kigon balkeri ba'alma dechsev rachas b'mayim tamei an arif. A balkeri is tamei, and if he wants to eat kudshim, he wants to eat chuma, he wants to enter the base of Migdash, he needs to go not balkeri b'zman hazeh. Balkeri b'zman hazeh in terms of davening and learning, that's a different tevila. This talking about deraisa, he's mamish tamei and wants to eat kudshim. Let's say. He has to go to the mikvah, but v'lo ksiv yichabis begadav, but it doesn't say, he doesn't have to wash his clothing.
So what's the raya from that?
So we're continuing the raya now. So just like in a case by a balkari who does not require washing clothing, but does require a mikvah, so now to our case of Kabbalah Satorah, So Malkum Shaton Kivus, by Malkum Torah, by Malkum Harsina rather, where Hashem says they have to wash their clothing, Eino Din Shaton Tevila, so Kavachomer, they should require Tevila. If they're requiring laundering their clothing, certainly they should have to require Tevila.
So they assumed they did Tevila.
Exactly.
Because of Kavachomer.
Exactly. So Gemara says, V'dilma Nikias Balma, maybe just to have cleanliness. Rashi says, Dilma Nikias Balma, how kibas the laundering of clothing by Kabbalah Torah, la mishum tuma hava, deliton tvila mikava chomer, it's nothing to do with cleaning it midim tuma, elevit shebi gdam, levanim vagunim lakaba peneshina, they should wear white clothing, and it should be clean to be presentable, to be mikaba peneshina, but not necessarily midim tuma. So there's no raya, there's no kava chomer from there. Ele mehacha, okay, great rejection. I'm going to bring you another raya, a different raya, that there was a tvila. From the following pasuk, Mehacha. Vayikach Moshe es hadam. Moshe took the blood. Vayizok al ha'am. He sprinkled it on the nation. U'gimiri emiyev emesora. De'ein hazah b'lo tevila. There can never be hazah if there wasn't tevila. So Rashi doesn't really explain much here. But he was doing hazah. I guess it must have been, was it hazah of Tumas Parduma?
That was again after Matan Torah. So after the Matan Torah, there was a din of tefillah.
No, why not? How you say this after Matan?
Korbanot.
No, this was Akabal Satara.
Huh?
This was Akabal Satara. Moshe took dam. There was no carbon yet. He took dam. And he may have shechted the tumid, actually, at that point. I'm not sure which dam this came from. But he took dam, Akabal Satara, and sprinkled it on the am. Why are you assuming it's afterwards?
Because I didn't know that they might have korbanot beforehand.
Yeah, I don't think there's a mention there of Karbanos. Just he took blood. I'm not sure what he took blood from, but he took the blood and he zorik. It says zorik al ha'am. It doesn't say zorik al mizbech. Zorik al ha'am. He sprinkled it on the am.
It can be the dam of the korbanot sprinkled on the am.
We never find that. But either way, this was took place before the Kabbalah Satorah. It took place at Har Sinai. Actually, I think this is the end of Parsha Mishpatim, which was even though we ended the story, it goes back to the beginning of the story of Kabbalah Satorah. So we have a cloud that whenever there is Hazah, there must have been Tevila as well. So that's the implication of there to being Tevila at Kabbalah Satara. Yeshua, Tevila bimalus. So that's how Rabbi Yeshua thinks that there was Tevila then. And Rabbi Lazar, I guess, thought this wasn't a Raya, that there was necessarily Tevila. The Gemara doesn't explain how he doesn't think it's a Raya. Maybe he didn't have that Mesorah. Rabbi Yeshua, Tevila bimalus minolim. How does he know that there was Tevila by the woman? Gemara says, so I'm not sure why Rabbi Shua, again, he can't hold it the other way around because he doesn't hold it the klal of Ein Zrika B'lo Tevila. There's no Tevila by men. So now there's no Tevila by men. Where's the source that there's Tevila by the women? So he says, Svarahu, it's just a Svara. Because Im Kain, if it weren't Tevila, the Ma Nichsu Tachas Kanfei Shechina, with what Maisa did the women enter under the Kanfei Shechina? They require something. So obviously it's not Mila. What's left, the only other option is Tevila. That was the Svara that he posited. This is interesting. You see Tosfos? Tosfos Rabbi Yeshua Tevila B'Malus Menale. It's a few wide lines down. Rabbi Yeshua Tevila B'Malus Menale. So he says, Afagab Ishlei Dein Hazab Lo Tevila. Even though Rabbi Yeshua does hold of this concept of Ein Tevila, Ein Hazab Lo Tevila. I'm not sure why he does, because if he does... Oh, no, he does. It's Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yeshua himself... Then Rabbi Yeshua, he's the one above who said, how do we know that there was tefillah by the men? Because ain hazah b'lo tefillah. So if ain hazah b'lo tefillah, why is that not a good enough source for there to be a tefillah by the women as well? Why did he have to create this new svara? It says Tosfos, Shema ha'nashim lo hayu b'chal os hazah. Maybe they were not there by the hazah. I'm not sure why he assumed that. Inami, alternatively, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, Yitzreich ha'taima. Rabbi Yeshua really didn't need the svara. He needed it for Rabbi Eliezer, who does not hold of Ein Tevila below Tevila. Ein Hazah below Tevila. Demasik Mishim Dihi, Nami Modeh de Tevila L'chud Sagi. Because he himself agrees, Rabbi Eliezer himself agrees, that Tevila alone works. Kedam Le'el B'tavav L'mal. Chuliam L'el Pligi, the less like the Ein Hazah below Tevila. So this svara is either going only for Rabbi Yeshua, because even he'll think maybe the women were not B'chah Hazah, though I'm not sure why not. Or it's even going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't hold of the svara of Ein Hazah below Tevila. Okay, then the Gemara says, back to the top now, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Liolam Eino Ger Ad Sheimal V'Yitzvah, like we saw above, Rabbi Yochanan's of the opinion, you require both Ger Tevila and Mila, Mila and Tevila. Pshita, what's Rabbi Yochanan coming to add? We saw as Machlokas before, Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Chachamim are the Rabbim. So what's Rabbi Yochanan adding? Pshita, Yochanan V'Rabim Halachik Rabbim. We're always passing like the Rabbim, meaning we're passing like the Chachamim that you require both Mila and Tevila. What's the Chiddush?
Chachamim against Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer. So this is the Rav. The Rav is the Chachamim.
Exactly.
It doesn't specify who they are, just in general.
Exactly. Now the Gemara, there's actually a Tosfos in Beitza that says that even though sometimes Chachamim are not really plural, it's not really Chachamim. When the Mishnah just says a Stam Mishnah, they wanted to give the impression that it was the Rav, Rabbim, saying it, even though sometimes we know who authored it. They presented that the way, so you would think it's the Chachamim, the Rabbim, and we're passing Rabbim over the Yachid. So like Gemara's about to say now, Man Rabbim, who's the Rabbim? Man Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yossi? We just said it's Rabbim. It's obviously not one person. So when it's presented as a Stam, as Chachamim, it's meant to be, that's the Rabbim, that's how we're passing. So the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who the Chachamim? Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Haresh above Amar Malati V'lok Tvalti. A person comes along and says, I received a Bris Mila, but I did not go to the Mikvah. Matbilan Oso, we're Matbil him, Umabakach, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, Matbilan Oso, this is higher up in the Rashi's. Vehevi Kisro Malian, it's a goodie, he's a full fledged Jew. Veintach Livdok Beidim in Milasa Lashem Mitzvah Mila. We don't really care whether the Mila was done correctly or not, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, all you need is a Tevila. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry? Well, we know. I guess he probably checked if it was Bris Mila, that he had a Bris Mila, but we didn't check who did it, whether it was done the proper work by a Jew or not a Jew. Because if a non-Jew does it, it's not a good Bris Mila. So we don't really care about that. Just do a Tevila, and it's the Geiris is over. Rabbi Yosi Omer Ein Matbil, and we do not Matbil him because we have to know that there's a good Bris Mila. You need both a Mila and a Tevila. The Fikach. So therefore, Matbil and Ger Shabbos is Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to Matbil a Ger on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Matbilan. Why? So Rashi says Ein Matbilan. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow you to be Matbil such a person? Because Shema Arve Mahul V'Givoni Mahulhu. Maybe he was from the Arabs and they received the Bris Mila, but wasn't a good Jewish Bris Mila. V'Tzarech L'Hativ Mimen Adam Bris. You have to draw some blood in order to do it a good Bris. Rabbi Yossi Tarti Ba. You require both. So you're not going to just be Matbil a guy assuming he had a good Bris Mila. You need two. That's Rabbi Yossi. And then Rashi says, "Lafika achol v'Rabbi Yehuda b'chadasagia." Since all you need is one thing to become a ger, sagia matbil mishabes ger shemal esbel lefanenu dibemila sagile. If he had the bris mila yesterday, let's say in a different scenario where we know the guy received a good bris mila on Friday, you could put in the mikvah on Shabbos because there's nothing being done on Shabbos. He already is a full-fledged a Jew from the bris mila alone. The tefillah on Shabbos, if the tefillah became like according to Rabbi Yossi, who requires both. The Tevila on Shabbos, according to Yossi, is making him into a ger. You cannot make a ger on Shabbos. According to Yehuda, the Tevila is meaningless because he already received one of the things. He already received the Bris Mila, and therefore, according to Yehuda, you can be Matbil on Shabbos, but not according to Yossi. Okay. But the consistency is that Yehuda requires one or the other, either Mila or Tevila, and Yossi requires both of them. So these are two nafkaminas about a person who said, I received the Bris Mila. Do we trust him, or do we care really? And number two is, are you matbil a person on Shabbos? So Gemara says, Amar Mar, Fikach matbilin ger b'Shabbos. We're first going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who allows you, a guy who received a bris mila, a kosher bris mila on Friday, we are allowed to be matbil him on Shabbos. Gemara says, Pshita, of course you're allowed to. Why? Kevin d'Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'chad esagi, once he holds that one's enough that he received the bris mila, heicha d'mal lefanenu matbilin. So when he added a mila beforehand, in front of us, you're matbilin, because the tefillah is meaningless. My lefichach, what's the klal?
So if it's meaningless, why matzvilim oto?
That's a good question. Could be most of kedusha. Maybe most of there's a concept of tefillah, the host of kedusha. Maybe the host of kedusha. It's a good question. Very good question, actually. I'm not sure. Let's take a quick look here. You didn't think of it? Who thought of it then?
What?
You said you didn't think of it?
No, I read my lefichach. So what's the chiddush? Why, if it did Mila on Friday, why Shabbos Tevila? If it's pointless, if Mila is enough.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I don't know. Okay. So, anyways, the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? If Rabbi Yehuda again holds all you need is one, either one is good. So if you already received the bris milah, the tevilah is meaningless. So of course you could do the tevilah on Shabbos. What's the problem with the tevilah on Shabbos? So Gemara explains, Mao the same, but what would you have thought to Rabbi Yehuda, tevilah ikr? Maybe tevilah is really the ikr. Even though you received the bris milah, really tevilah is the most important part. And tevilah b'Shabbos lo, and you shouldn't do tevilah on Shabbos, the kamesakin gavra. It's like tikkun money. You can't fix things on Shabbos. You can't fix a person. You can't create a new person on Shabbos. Because ger should call the dummy. Ger is like a newborn person. You can't create a new person on Shabbos. So kamash milan de Rabbi Yehuda, oha oha bai. He says they're both of equal importance. You could do one without the other. It's fine. Okay, then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Omer, ein matbilin, you're not allowed to do tefillah. That's also pshita. That's also obvious. Why? Tzechemin d'amar Rabbi Yossi, tarti bainin, you require two. So then, even though he received the bris milah, you still are missing the tefillah. Tikkun gavra b'Shabbos lo masak kikninan. You're not allowed to fix a person. You can't create a new person on Shabbos. So of course, tefillah is going to be usher on Shabbos, lefi Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara explains, Mal the same, but what would you have thought? The Rabbi Yossi, milah, ikr, really the ikr thing is the milah, which he received already Friday. V'asam hu d'lo havi milah b'fanenu. So in the previous case, where we didn't know the guy's bris milah, so then we don't allow tefillah to take effect until we know it was a good bris milah. But here in the second case we're talking about where we saw the bris milah, it was good bris milah. Maybe she should go zeh b'Shabbos. Maybe let him go to the mikvah on Shabbos because really the ikar thing according to Rabbi Yossi is really the bris milah. Kamash milah come to tell us that the Rabbi Yossi tarti ba. You require both. Both of them are necessary, equally necessary. Both the milah and the tefillah.
And he's the chachamim.
He's the chachamim, right?
So we have a three-way machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer, who are together because they both hold that either one works. And Rabbi Yeshua, who says that only Tavo v'lo Ma works.
Right.
And really, the Rabbim here is not
Rabbi
Yossi. Such Rabbim.
Rabbim is not. Rabbim is Rabbi Yossi.
We call him. We call him Rabbi Yossi.
He's not plural.
Exactly. He's not really the Rabbim.
He's a singular, and there's multiple people against him, at least in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. Right, but we, again, call him the Rabbim because that's how the Mishnah wants to present his position. Now, interesting Tosfos. It's a short Tosfos here. Tikkun gavra b'Shabbos lo misakninan. Says Tosfos, afa gav delinin tuma shari litpo b'Shabbos. So we see you can't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. If you go, tefillah's ger is not enough. Let's say somebody's tuma in Shabbos. The Gemara Paskins, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Gemara in Beitza, you can't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So isn't that also tikkun gavra? Why is that permitted? So he says, Mishum denir kemaker, shiny. Denir the maker. The reason why a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos is because it looks like he's just cooling off a little bit, assuming it's a cold mikvah. It's a hot mikvah, I'm not sure that's necessarily the case, but it's a cold mikvah, he's cooling off. So, but it's permitted. But why is that permitted? Isn't it still a problem of tikkun gavra? So Gemara says, the shiny hacha, here it's different. The boy shnei tamidi chachamim lamod sham b'shas tevila lehodiyo mitzvos. Here, it becomes more formal. Tevila, the fact that two Tamil Chacham are standing over him, telling him, accept upon yourself the mitzvahs, and then go into the mikvah, since it's more formalized, it really looks like Tikkun Gavra. Over there, there's no Tamil Chacham who's standing around. He's just going in for a little cooling off. Then no one's going to assume it's looking like Tikkun Gavra. It's not a problem of an actual Tikkun Gavra. It's a problem of the way it looks, not what's actually going on. That's the difficulty. That's the problem. And it looks more formal when you have two Tamil Chacham standing above him.
Isn't it Tikkun Gavra?
Sorry?
Isn't it Tikkun Gavra?
But tikkun gavra, it's not a problem of Shabbos. It's only because it looks like you're doing something. You are doing something, you're right. But that's not a problem on Shabbos to just go into the mikvah and become a ger. It's not really a problem. The problem is what it appears like. It looks like you're fixing something, and that, I guess, might lead to fixing other things.
Itself.
It seems like
you're ducking yourself.
I think it's the opposite.
That's not allowed in Shabbos.
I think it's the opposite. By tumah, the reason why we allow it, even though it is tikkun gavra, is because it doesn't appear like tikkun gavra.
Correct, but fundamentally, tikkun gavra is not a problem. Isn't that what it's saying? I mean, if tikkun gavra is a problem by tuma, so why would you allow someone who's tummy to go into the mikvah?
That's the question.
I think tikkun gavra is a problem.
So what's the heter of tuma?
Because it's not apparent that there's tikkun gavra here.
But is there tikkun gavra? Even though it's not apparent, is there tikkun gavra?
I could argue I'm not. I'm not. I'm just going to cool down.
No, but I'm saying in essence, what happens is he's going from Tamei to Tahor. So that did affect the Tikkun Gavra.
That's not the intent. It's not evident that that's someone's intent. It's like, let's say you take a nap on Shabbos afternoon for Friday, for Motzei Shabbos. Are you resting for Motzei Shabbos? Yeah, I'm resting for Motzei Shabbos. It's clear. Are you allowed to prepare for Motzei Shabbos? No, I'm not allowed to prepare. It's how you allow it to do it. Because by not talking about it and just going to bed and resting on Shabbos, and people rest on Shabbos, it's nearer that you're not doing it for Motzei Shabbos. Lamaisa Hachana is taking place. That's what I'm thinking. It doesn't matter, because since it's not apparent to anybody outside of you, your mind, we don't consider that.
Right. So again, the point is, so Darshei Meskaven, let's say, by Mlacha on Shabbos, so there's a difference. Like, the Tikkun Gavra is obviously not a Din Deraisa. So Tikkun Gavra, okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear. Okay, so then let's go weiter now. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabba. Uvda habe bei Rabbi Chia. There's once a maisa bei Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi Rav Yosef Masni, Rav Oshaya bar Rabbi Rav Safra Masni, Rabbi Oshaya bar Rabbi Chia. Das lekame. Whole different names of a rabbanim here. Ger shemal v'lo taval. The maisa was the ger received the brismila but didn't receive a tivila. And we know by now, it should be subject to a discussion above. So Amalei, Shaykan, Alamacher, wait here until tomorrow. Vinat Bilcha, and then we'll bring you into the mikveh and complete the geris. So what do we learn from this maisa? Shema minat tlas, we have three things we learn from this. Shema minat gertach shalosh, you need three. I guess one of the reasons why he waited is because you need three people. The Rashi says, Shema minat midirav safra midamar tlasahave gertach shalosh. Yes, there are three people that are present. The fact that there are three people tells us you need three people for the tevila. Shema mina ger eino ger ad shimal v'itbol. Number two we learn from here is that mila alone is not enough. You need mila plus tevila. And the third shema mina ein mat bilin ger b'layla. You can't do it at night. And Rashi tells us apparently this maisa was at nighttime. That's why he said wait until tomorrow to perform the tevila.
What did you say the first one? Ger tzarek shlosha?
You need three, yeah.
For what?
You need three dayanim to oversee the geris.
Not for the tevila. For the mila.
Well, we saw Tosas yesterday that said you need three for kabbalas al. He understood it to mean three for kabbalas al mitzvos, to accept the fact that he accepted upon himself kabbalas al mitzvos. But it's possible the simple reading Tosas initially wanted to say you need three for the tevila, even.
Today we just saw the two tamidichum.
Yeah, right. Tosas said that right. Mm-hmm. So then the Gemara says maybe there should be another Shema Mina, V'neima Shema Mina, Nami Bainim Mumchin. Well, all the individuals who were there were clearly Mumchin, so maybe you require not just three Stam Dayanim, you need three experts. The Gemara says, Dilma Diklai, maybe it just happens to be. They had three experts who were local, but you don't necessarily need three Mumchin. So, Amar Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ger Tzarech Shlosha Mishpah Ksibbe. He brings a proof, how do you know you need three? Because it says mishpat, we call mishpat by geris, and mishpat always indicates judgment, and ein mishpat pachas mishlosha, says Rashi. That's how you know you need three. So, I'm just looking at some tosos down here. We should do any of them, but I don't think we have to do any of them. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here then. Unless we should go to the next Tanur Banan. Maybe we'll stop here. I think it goes a little bit further. Okay, Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Let's discuss that.